The number of coronavirus cases in India appears for the moment to have peaked, with a decline in daily infections in recent weeks. However, India's economy, the world's fifth largest, has yet to recover from a steep decline, compounding the suffering of millions of its poorest citizens. Special correspondent Fred Desam Lazaro has an update.
It's a typical morning at Delhi's main bus depot. Thousands of migrant laborers returning from their rural homes, hoping to regain jobs they abruptly lost in March when India went into a total lockdown. 38-year-old Netrapal Yadav used to drive for a taxi company, work that helped support his wife, four children, and elderly parents in their village about 150 miles away.
When the lockdown happened, I went back, but there's no work there. It's been very hard. I've had to take on nearly 35,000 rupees in debt, so I came back to Delhi. So now I'm going to see my old boss.
Worried about debts that total about $500, he decided to skip the rickshaw ride to his old workplace. The $3 fare is about what he used to earn in a full day.
A lot of urban migrant workers were largely in the informal economy.
I reached Delhi-based economist Radhika Kapoor.
They went back to the security of their villages, where they were sure that they wouldn't at least starve. Essentially, there was a lot of rural distress even before COVID-19 struck, and now that has just got exacerbated.
With the economy cratering, most recently at an annual rate of 24%, the government began easing its lockdown in May, despite falling far short of the goal of flattening the curve of COVID infections. So, laborers are back in the cities. Anxiously, they wait each day for work, but the cities are not back to normal, as Yadav would soon find out when he arrived at his boss's place.
I just have no work. Right in front of you, there used to be 10 cars. Now I only have two. I got rid of 8 of them.
Tell me, how am I going to feed my children? Where am I going to get bread for them? They go full days being hungry. It's for their sake that I came to you.
The best that the boss, Harinder Singh, could provide was a cot in his open-air taxi stand.
People are using their own personal cars. No one is using taxis.
They're also simply not going many places. Delhi's once thriving middle-class shopping centers sit nearly empty.
So it's somewhat leading to a chicken and egg problem. Businesses will invest only if there is demand. But at the same time, vast majorities don't have jobs.
And that's unlikely to change soon, says Professor Ramanan Lakshminarayan, who divides his time between India and Princeton University.
It's going to take probably years for the economy to climb back because a lot of small businesses, medium enterprises have all been wiped out. And it takes time for that whole cycle of borrowing money, setting up an enterprise, and then being able to make things happen.
Small and medium enterprises employ more than 90% of India's urban workforce, large numbers of them rural migrants. Some critics blame their abject suffering on the government's hasty, abrupt lockdown. But supporters say the country had to buy time to build testing capacity, supplies of protective equipment, and temporary isolation and care centers like this one in a Delhi athletics complex. So far, this facility has never hit its 500-bed capacity. Dr. Rajat Jain, a volunteer physician here, has one troubling explanation.
The stigma is definitely a very, very big challenge. There are a lot of people who are scared of getting themselves tested. And that's a pretty big challenge because if they are not getting themselves tested and they are not aware, they are the one who are spreading the disease.
Some scientists say the actual number of infections is possibly 3 to 4 times the official total of about 8.6 million. The official death toll is 128,000.
The disease is pretty much uncontrolled at this point in time. It's spreading from the urban areas, which have better testing, and it's spreading into rural areas, which really don't have health facilities to take care of patients.
Through all this, polls show Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains widely popular.
What was positive about the Indian response was that there was never an attempt to sweep COVID under the carpet and say this is not serious, as we saw in many other countries like Mexico, in Brazil, and certainly in the United States as well. That did not happen in India.
But the prospect of sustained stagnation in a once fast-growing economy is a worry. half of India's population is below the age of 25.
The risk of social upheaval has certainly gone up.
Meantime, with Netrapal Yadav at the taxi stand,
I went to 3-4 different taxi owners, didn't get any work. I might as well go back to the village. The boss is giving me 100 rupees to wash the cars, but I can probably make that at home.
Washing cars for $1.50, surviving on ramen noodles, he decided his third night in this makeshift sleeping arrangement would be his last. He spent his next night on the bus home. For the PBS NewsHour, with Rakesh Nagar in Delhi, this is Fred DeSanLazaro in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Thank you, Fred. And Fred's reporting is a partnership with the Undertold Stories Project at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota.